buddy. I don't know if you remember me, but I've been interviewing you for several years now, and it's always always been my pleasure, man. It really was.
No,
really is. All right, let's get started. We'll do nice and quick. I'm sure you're kind of busy. So 99.1 PLR, my old buddy Warren Haynes on the phone with us right now, gearing up for the big show this coming Saturday night at a place where you've played there the most out of any artist at the Comcast Theater, the Meadows.
That's a possibility. I've sure played there a lot.
with everybody. But I'll tell you something, Warren, if I could just go back a couple of weeks, I was very fortunate to be in the pit at Gathering of the Vibes to watch Government Mule. And actually, I was there first to see Grace Potter, of course.
Yes.
She's just a little better looking than you are.
That's okay. I respect your opinion on that, Mike. That's probably my opinion as well.
But let me tell you, you're definitely a close second. There's no doubt about it. But you got, I mean, I loved it because I knew you were coming out to do a couple of songs with her, which was great. But then watching the Mule play, and I was sitting there just looking right at you the whole time. Jesus, you are by far the best guitar player I think I've ever seen in my 59 years on this planet.
Well, thank you. That was a great show. I really enjoyed that show a lot. Great crowd and a lot of great bands. And the energy level for Mule was really high that night.
It really was. It was a perfect day weather-wise. It was a perfect lineup of bands. And I'm telling you, man, you guys just really, really kicked some ass. It was just a real pleasure again to see you play.
Thank you.
Now this coming Saturday, I mean, there's only 5 dates on the Allman Brothers where Steve Winwood is going to be playing with you guys.
Yeah, we're excited. We've been looking forward to doing shows with Steve for a long time, and very excited that Hartford's going to be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And as you mentioned, Grace Potter, she's doing some of the shows as well. So there's a handful with Steve and a few with Grace, and it's just a short little tour, but really going to be great.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. And knowing a little bit on the inside, you know, being friends with Jimmy Koplik, he's and I have been buddies for over 25 years. You know, you get to know a lot of the inside things that go on. Some things I don't mention on the radio because I would lose all my privileges, so I would never do that. But the other thing is the fact that how much Steve Winwood is anxious to play with you guys. It's like he's never played with any of you guys at all.
Not as a band. I've played with Steve, and Derek has played with Steve.
Okay.
But he and Greg Allman have never sung together,
right.
And they're mutual fans, you know. They love each other's voices, and rightly so. They're two of the greatest singers out there.
Very unique.
But we've been talking about this for quite some time.
Yeah.
And we've actually been trying to make it happen for quite some time.
Yeah.
And so it's really, really going to be exciting.
It is. And it's something that I tell everybody, I mean, get there early Saturday because it's going to be a long show, a lot like last year when you guys did with Santana.
And
Carlos came out, he did a set, and then you guys came out, and then he came out, you did a few songs. And I'm telling you, man, there's just nothing like the Allman Brothers, especially when you guys bring guests out with you. You know, I mean, the Allman Brothers show, they stand by themselves perfectly. But it's always like the little icing on the cake when, you know, a guy like Carlos comes out, or in this case, Steve Winwood. I mean, you can only imagine what songs you're going to do. I mean, I've got my guesses, which I'm not going to say. I'll just have to wait and see what happens. But it's exciting to look forward to that.
Absolutely. And for us, you know, we try to give the audience something that they're only going to experience one time. Because as fans, if I go to a show, that's what I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
You don't expect something like that every time. But if you do go to a show and you see something unique that's never going to happen exactly that way again, that stands out in your memory.
And it sure does.
I don't know what happened. There's no storm at the moment. It must have been like a car crash or something.
Oh, Jesus.
Were you on the phone the whole time?
No. I all of a sudden heard a click, and then it went off. And then it's like you got disconnected. So
yeah, the lights went off. Everything, my alarm went off. Everything went off.
You see the power I have?
Exactly.
Anyhow, where were we?
I remember where we were, if we want to pick up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, what I was saying is, if you go to a show and you see something unique, it's going to stay with you. And
exactly.
So since we all became musicians in the first place by being major fans, mm-hmm. and I think in some ways musicians are probably the biggest fans of all, that feeling stays with you, and wanting to offer that to the audience is very important. Plus, it's really fun for us to do something that's never happened before, too.
Wait, and I know the Almonds, you guys do the, you record the shows. Do you still do that, where you can buy the shows at the concert?
Yeah, we have what's called Instant Live.
Right.
Where at the end of the show, you go, just like you're going to a concession stand or something, you go to a merch area.
Yep.
And you can buy a CD of the show you just saw. Which is pretty cool.
It is. You guys have been doing this for a few years. I get one every time you guys play. And first of all, the quality is right off the board. It's perfect.
Yeah, it's great.
It is, and it's just unbelievable. And then not knowing, you know, like with the Allman Brothers, they have a tendency to sometimes drift off somewhere, you know what I mean, which I love. You get all of that. And as much as I like having a T-shirt eventually does wear out. But the CDs never do. And
it's great. If you come to a show and you think, wow, that was a very special show, I'd sure like to have it preserved, then you can buy the CD.
Yeah.
You can also, if you miss the show, you can order it.
You can order it, too.
If you feel like, oh, well, I wish I was at that show. I heard it was great, but I couldn't be there.
Yeah.
You know, and Government Mule does a similar thing where...
Right.
We do digital downloads. We have a site called MuleTracks.com, and you can go on MuleTracks.com and virtually order any show we've done since 2004.
Now, are you going to go back out with the Mule after the Allman Brothers dates?
Yes, because the new Government Mule record is coming out September 24th.
Okay.
And so after the Allman Brothers finish this short tour, Government Mule is going to go on tour and be out for quite some time.
All right. Now, have you ever considered going back out with, like, Phil or those guys? Or does the Allman Brothers and Government Mule keep you pretty much busy now?
Well, I've done some stuff with Phil this year and last year. He opened a place in Marin County called Terrapin Crossroads where he has his own venue. And I go out there occasionally and play with him. And we even got the original Phil Lesh Quintet back together a few times, which is myself and Jimmy Herring and Rob Baracco and John Molo and Phil Lesh. We did some shows for the first time in 10 years, which was really exciting.
That's a nice lineup. I've seen you and Jimmy play before.
That's a really fun band. We're all that band stayed together the longest of any incarnation of Phil Lesh and Friends, and really started out as a great band, but just got better and better.
Yeah,
and better.
I saw a lot of the shows, and they were really, really good. You know,
and
again,
we played together at Mountain Jam, which is the festival that I'm part of, that I co-present every year in upstate New York. This year, Phil and Lesh and Friends played, and myself and John Schofield were the two guitar players, and Jeff Comenti and Joe Russo and Phil.
Schofield
was a great band.
Schofield was with Phil at the Vibes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right after the Mule set.
Yeah.
And Sco played with us too. He came as you saw. He came out.
Right.
He and Bill Evans and George Porter came out and played the encore with us,
which was really cool.
That was a great show in general.
It is. That's a fun event, the Vibes. But I'll tell you something. Seeing you guys up at the Meadows, which is now called the Comcast Theater, is to me, I've never missed an Allman Brothers show up there at all. And this is Saturday night. I can't wait to check this out, man. It's going to be so cool.
It's going to be great. We've been so excited to tour with Steve. And, you know, we've been friends for quite a while, but this is the first chance we've had to tour together. And I should mention also, the new Government Mule record that's coming out in September on the 24th is called Shout, and it has a bonus disc. This is the most unique aspect of anything we've done, I guess. It has a bonus disc where each song has an alternate version with a different singer singing all 11 songs. And Steve is one of the featured guests on the bonus disc.
Oh, no kidding.
On the new CD, as is Grace Potter, who is going to be with us on part of this Allman Brothers 2 Will.
Yeah, she's awesome,
also,
by the way.
Dave Matthews and Jim James from My Morning Jacket and Elvis Costello and Ben Harper. It's an amazing lineup of folks. Dr. John, you know, it's really exciting. So I wanted to mention that while we were having a chat.
That's so cool when you can get guys to take some time out and ladies, of course, to come out and work on the album and do some songs. It just enhances the whole product. It's you know, I just think that's great. September 24th is when that's going to be due out.
Yeah, and, you know, we came up with what we think is a unique idea that's never happened before, which is it's two discs, and disc one is all us, and disc two is all alternate versions of the same songs with a different great singer on each track. And so I don't think anybody's quite done this before, and it really gives you two interpretations of the same song, which is quite cool.
Which is going to be cool. Now, when it comes to you guys playing this Saturday or any show, do you have an idea of, like, what you're going to do? Or is that usually kind of decided a little bit beforehand, and then once you get started, I know you have a tendency to kind of go off and everything, but is there, you know, like, say, when Steve Wynn would say, if he comes out to play with you guys, I mean, do you kind of talk about it in advance? Well, let's do Low Spark, High Heel Boys, or maybe you can join us in on, you know, on an Allman Brothers song.
Yeah, that part of it we talk about, if there's going to be a collaboration. And as you know, the set list varies from night to night.
Yes.
We do a different show every night.
Absolutely.
As an example, we just did two nights at the Peach Fest in Scranton, and we didn't repeat any song over the two nights. We're going to play Chicago for two nights, not repeat anything over the two nights. We normally put the show together sometime that afternoon.
Yeah.
And even then, it could vary. If we're in the middle of the show and we feel like it needs to go somewhere different, we'll do an audible. But for the most part, we put a guideline of a set together just so we're kind of all on the same page. But we like to keep it fresh. And sometimes a song, if we play it tonight, we won't play it again for two or three days. And it keeps it exciting.
It does. It does. And also, it keeps it exciting for you, too.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, and I think it has to start there.
Yeah.
The audience can tell if the band's having fun.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, look, I've never been disappointed at all at any of the Allman Brothers shows, and especially you watching you play with the Mule and everything, and when you've, you know, shown up with Phil and those guys. I mean, to me, you're my, by far, after watching you so close at the Vibes, I said, that's it. That's my favorite guitar player, bar none.
Well, thank you. You know, as you know, we're lucky to play music that we love, and so the show is what we're there for. The 3 hours that we're on stage is the payoff.
Yeah.
That's what we came to do. You know, everything else is what we're getting paid for.
Well, I can't wait. It's this coming Saturday night. Tickets are available, LiveNation.com, Ticketmaster.com. This coming Saturday, the extended forecast is looking like a perfect day for an Allman Brothers show, so it's going to be outdoors. You know, we got the you know, inside part of the venue, but the lawn is always a great place to be. It's going to be a great day, and I just can't wait to see you guys.
Oh, we're looking forward to it.
All right, Warren, I'll look you up when I get there.
Sounds good, Mike.
Hey, man, always a pleasure talking to you, pal.
My pleasure.
All right, Warren, we'll see you Saturday night.
All right.
All right. 99.1 PLR, Warren Haynes, Government Mule. And the Allman Brothers, a new album coming out September 24th with The Mule. 99.1 PLR, thanks for listening.